This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday. We made it to the end of the work week.
Thank you.
Friday, April 26, 2024. We do have a nice day on tap, but it's got a weird start.
Yeah.
So we do have a frost advisory in effect for Kalamazoo County until 8 a.m., as well as a freeze warning for Calhoun County through 8 a.m. this morning. But then we should see sunny skies turning cloudy this afternoon, maybe some late afternoon showers and a high of 65. So little bit of everything in the next 12 to 18 hours.
Well, we'll take it. I think we've got a really nice weekend ahead of us, though, too.
Yeah, we do. I think we're going to get up near 80 tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I'll take it. So listen, coming up on the show, we're going to try to keep things warm here as well. We'll have this question.
If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be?
We are accepting your hilarious answers right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. We'll be reading those answers beginning around 7 a.m. Also, we have lots of winning on tap today.
That's right. The Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. You're going to want to head to WKFR.com. Get that song so you can get a $50 Qdoba gift card in your hand.
That's right, because when you hear that song played sometime during the morning show, the 13th caller gets that delicious Qdoba.
Yes.
And by the way, while you're at that webpage, your chance to win a $1,000 Qdoba gift card as well. So good luck.
Awesome.
And oh yeah, today is the final day, Jess.
That's it?
Today is the final day for 30 grand in your hand.
Oh gosh, I'm excited though because that means we're going to have a winner soon.
That's right, $30,000. So each weekday, there are 10 $100 winners, but then when this whole thing is over with, someone will walk away with $30,000. You don't have to be one of the daily $100 winners.
Yeah.
It's anyone that has registered.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you enter a code word, that's another entry to make your chances greater. So 8 a.m. is that next chance. $30,000. Good luck. It's all powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant in Battle Creek. All right. So none of this good stuff gets started until we get started.
That's right. Let's do it.
Let's get the show started. Here we go.
103.3 WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
103.3 KFR, a Spice Girls Mega Mix for your Friday dance party song. It's Dana and Jess. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for us all to look down at Florida and feel better about ourselves with Florida Man Friday.
It's Florida Man Friday. You can't make it up.
Florida man and Florida woman arrested after trying to tape two losing scratch tickets together and claiming that they won $1 million. Wow.
Sometimes the Florida man stories only need the headline.
Yeah.
We don't need
That's
the rest
enough.
Of the story.
It's
just all filler.
Wow.
Imagine that there are people that exist that have so little understanding of how the world works that they think that, well, if we tape my lottery ticket together with your lottery ticket and it looks like the winning numbers, we win $1 million.
Yeah, just tape it together. It's so
what could go wrong?
Brilliant.
They'll never figure it out. They won't see that it's physically taped together.
Mm-mm.
And Lord knows there's not a database of numbers that scan a code for the proper ticket.
Mm.
Hello? My favorite part of this is how when they came up with this plan, likely intoxicated. I used to live in Florida. I can say that. They thought, now I don't know them, but I'm pretty sure that they thought this was the best idea they've ever had.
Of course. And the two of them together, too. No, there wasn't one person that said, this is not a good idea.
They were probably skipping their way to the liquor store to turn that ticket in. Because I'm pretty sure neither of them have a driver's license.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a simple
question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, Dana and Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
We have this question for you.
If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. But let's start with my residential coffee drinker right in front of me, Jess.
Oh, it would be Rocket Fuel. I need that boost.
So, as I'm a non-coffee drinker, I've just simply never had it. I think I had a sip of coffee once decades ago, did not enjoy
once.
It. So I just had one sip of coffee my entire life, didn't like it, so I never tried another.
Yeah.
So for you, do you feel like you could do a morning show without coffee?
I don't want to know what that is like, to be totally honest with you. I don't know how I would do it.
Possible answer.
I don't know how I would do it.
I don't want to find out. I don't know.
I think like over the years, I've had less coffee, but I got to have at least one cup.
I totally get it. As a Mountain Dew addict, I can tell you, it is harder to be on the radio in the morning without that caffeine jolt.
It really is.
Deborah says that she would name it Java Buzz.
That's actually adorable. Linda says Nectar.
Again,
the Nectar.
If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be? Crystal says Crank Juice. Man.
That is good. Kim just says Joe. Yeah.
That's actually a really good street name
it is.
Like something that you're doing illegally.
Right.
You need some Joe?
Yeah.
Jennifer is taking this super seriously with Nectar of Life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Woo.
Nectar of Life.
That is, and it's a real cheesy street name for the people that are out slinging the coffee beans.
It is. It is a nice street name for sure.
So if coffee became illegal, what would its street name be? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer. We're reading more of those answers coming up. Dana and Justin in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
3.3 KFR, it's Dana and Jess asking this question.
If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. Now, as I confessed earlier, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I am a fan of alliteration and fun words, so Jitter Juice.
Yeah, that is good.
I feel like would be the proper answer.
Need some of that Jitter Juice. Jeff just says Java.
Java. It fits, you know, just one word, quick to the point.
Yeah.
Speaking of quick and to the point with one word, Joe, Tegan, and Jonathan all said beans. Hey, man, you got any beans?
That's actually good.
Got any beans?
Yeah. James says liquid magic.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Lori says crack coffee.
Crack coffee.
Jeez.
Okay. Rob says drip drip.
I love it. That's, so far, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that one is good.
I got to give me some of that drip drip.
Uh-huh.
It also sounds really disgusting if you think about it too long, but drip drip is hilarious. If coffee became illegal, I know just hearing this hypothetical is striking fear into the hearts of many. If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be? Tap the chat button on the KFR app right now with your answer.
Coming up next with Dana and Jess.
We've got your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card.
Oh, yeah. Rumor has it there is a song called the Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day.
Yes.
And another rumor has it that song is coming up so incredibly soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to tell you when. We could just tell you it's coming really, really soon.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, it's Dana and Jess with this question.
If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be?
Give us your answer right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Brian and Michelle both said coffee bee.
No, it's Kafefi.
Kafefi.
Do you remember the Kafefi thing?
Yes.
Back in the day. Boy, bring him back an oldie, guys. Christina and Charles both said liquid gold.
Yes. Vance says black market.
That's it, just black market?
Yeah. I wouldn't know what that is.
Well, let me
sorry,
tell you.
Vance.
Denise's response, I think everyone can relate to. Denise says that she would call it anti-killer because it keeps people from taking folks out.
There we go. I like that. Joni says Morning Glory.
Oh, that's that sounds like an illegal drug.
Yeah, it does.
Morning Glory?
Yeah.
Maybe it already is. I don't know. It sounds like one. Keep those answers coming in. If coffee became illegal, what would its street name be? You could also tap that chat button on the KFR app, you know, to say hi and stuff. We like that.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Kim Kardashian has her assistants remove the cardboard sleeve from her Starbucks coffee because the sound of it bothers her. She also has them heat up her jewelry before wearing it.
Oh,
Twitter users are calling Kim's actions ridiculous.
Wow, celebrities really are just like us.
Oh, yeah. My assistant, can you please microwave this jewelry for me?
Because, you know, in Hollywood, the temperatures are so cold, especially in those mansions.
Oh, I know.
You got to have those rings and those necklaces and bracelets and whatever she's wearing heated up to body temperature before they're put on her body. I mean, she's not an animal.
Right.
Jess. Kim, I feel like we've been saying this a lot lately, but
yeah.
Have a seat.
Yeah. It's stories like this that let me know I could never be a celebrity assistant. My eyes would roll permanently into the back of my head at these requests. Have a seat, Kim, before you get even further away from reality.
Celebrity assistants are the true American heroes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Friday dance party song there from the Backstreet Boys on 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess. We have this incredible deal now until it sells out. So limited time. If you or someone you know loves golf, you need to pay attention.
That's right. It's the 2024 Southwest Michigan Golf Card from Town Square Media. This is your opportunity to play five of the best golf courses in Southwest Michigan for one low price.
And it's super easy. If you go to WKFR.com, you're going to see that Seize the Deal tab. Click that. That's where you're going to find that golf card for just $75. This is a $166 value.
That's incredible.
That's an incredible savings. You're getting over half off. I'm not going to do the math. I know that it's just over half off. That's the best I can do mathematically. So listen, we're going to have these golf cards until they sell out. So maybe this is the perfect Father's Day gift.
Exactly.
Maybe this is a birthday gift. Lord knows it's not just men. So
yeah.
Mother's Day is also coming up.
That's right.
You don't have to tell them that you save big on this golf card. Yeah. You can just pretend like you're a baller.
That's right. Or just get it for yourself if you want.
Absolutely. So the 2024 Southwest Michigan golf card right now at WKFR.com by clicking that Seize the Deal tab. Dana and Justin in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook friend of the day, like
Scott Frankhouse.
The headline of the article says, where should Buc-ee's build their first Michigan location? And Scott had this to say.
Off Beaver Road.
All right, so if you've ever driven even toward the east side of the state, you've probably seen the exit sign for Beaver Road.
Uh-huh.
And if you've ever seen a Buc-ee's sign, which maybe you have it because we don't have them in this area.
True, right.
Their logo, their mascot, is a beaver.
So perfect.
Scott, I'm sorry I had to completely explain your punchline. But regardless of that explanation, you get this.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Apologies. We just don't have anything.
It was good though.
Yeah.
Answer.
You know what? The first one, I agree, should be off Beaver Road. It makes complete sense.
Right.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being a part of the show. You are today's KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials.
On 103.3.
It's the birthday banger.
Make it like your birthday,
on
103.3 KFR.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's get into it.
Contestant number one is Nancy in Portage. She turned 16 on June 24th, 1985. And that makes Nancy's birthday banger Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Oh. Man, this is Bryan Adams. He was a rocker, but also the love ballads
yes.
were strong with that guy.
Yeah, he has some great songs, but a birthday banger, this isn't going to be it.
I mean, unless the next two songs are the slowest songs in America.
Right.
Great song, but I agree. I don't see that one winning. Contestant number two is Jill in Battle Creek, who turned 16 on July 30th of 2000. That makes Jill's birthday banger, It's Gotta Be May by NSYNC.
2000 had a lot of hits, a lot of boy bands.
A lot of boy bands, a lot of up-tempo hits.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you'll have a lot of very slow number ones,
right.
but in the late 90s, early 2000s,
yep.
they were like this.
Yes.
It's gonna be May. And it really is. It's gonna be May very soon. Listen, super strong contender, Jill. We'll
Absolutely.
See what happens with this next one.
Contestant number three is Heidi in Allegan. She turned 16 on October 23rd, 2011. That makes Heidi's birthday banger, Someone Like You by Adele.
Never mind, oh.
Did we just find a song
like
slower than Heaven by Bryan Adams?
I think
we did.
So, you're right. Wow. Incredible, Adele.
One of my favorite things about Adele is the Saturday Night Live skit about Adele.
Yes.
Where whenever the song comes on, the lights go dim.
Yes.
Fall leaves are blowing by. The screen turns black and white.
I forgot about that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's good stuff.
That's amazing.
Adele, you're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Not a birthday banger
no.
generator, though.
I'm sad now. Let's get to the actual birthday banger.
That is an instant mood changer.
Right.
I think it's easy to rule out Adele mm-hmm. and Bryan Adams on this one.
Yeah.
So, and it just so happens that a few songs are as danceable as this song. I don't even remember the music video, but I feel like somehow I can magically do the choreography.
Absolutely.
Isn't that weird?
Every time, yeah.
It's so strange. I'm in. Well, congratulations, Jill and Battle Creek. You've won absolutely nothing.
Yes.
But we're going to play your birthday banger in its entirety. 103.3 KFR. Justin Timberlake right there coming to terms with himself. It's Dana and Jess. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have to come to terms with today being the final day for your chance to win $30,000 with 30 grand in your hand.
I know. Somebody is going to be the winner, and it could be you. You just got to grab those codes. You have another one coming up just after 10 a.m.
Yeah, and keep in mind, and I feel like we're almost stealing the Michigan Lotto slogan or someone's slogan that someone has to win, it might as well be you kind of thing.
That's it.
Because this isn't a contest that's not going to have a winner.
Right.
Someone is legit going to have $30,000 at the end of this contest.
It would be us if we could play.
Oh, because I would be getting every code in for sure.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Good luck. 30 grand in your hand, powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant. Codes at 10 a.m., 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it ends at 5 p.m. today. Wow, I can't believe it went by so fast.
Yeah.
So we do have another week's worth of winning with Qdoba with the Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. We'll have another Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day Monday morning. You can keep track of those at WKFR.com by clicking that Qdoba button. While you're there, get registered to win a $1,000 Qdoba gift card.
Amazing.
It sounds ridiculous because it freaking is. And it's so delicious.
Yes.
All right. Well, now I've made myself hungry. Are you ready to leave?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get out of here. Have a great day, everybody, and be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded and abused wherever you get your podcasts. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.